Hi, Jeff.
Yes?
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. Let me see here. I'm just kind of pulling everything up. How's your Monday going so far?
It's okay. It's a Monday, right?
It is, right?
Yeah.
It's Monday, yeah. I'm lucky enough that I get to go on vacation to Florida starting tomorrow night.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm just working today and tomorrow as hard as I possibly can and enjoying these days, and I'm just going to go really enjoy myself, you know?
Awesome. It'll probably be fun there. I wasn't in Florida once. It was a very long time ago.
I went to Florida. I've been to Florida twice. So I was born in Mobile, Alabama, and I've been to Florida when I was younger. And then I went again as an adult probably about 15 years ago. But we get to go to West Palm Beach this time for my son's football tournament. So it's just going to be, like, amazing, you know?
I think that's where I was when I went, because my brother was in the military at a base out there in Alabama. I forget where.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove there to Florida. I think it was West Palm Beach, like a spring break thing.
Oh, yes. You were having a good time, weren't you, Jeff?
I wasn't even 21.
Ooh, you were having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, and now you're in Arizona. Did your weather turn you? I was just there, literally, I was there October 23rd, and it was still hot as heck. It was like 90-something degrees.
Oh, that's comfortable.
I know.
No, it's cold at night. Like this morning I woke up, it was 47.
Okay.
It's 55 out, but I think we're supposed to hit like later this week, high 70s.
Okay.
Might hit 80.
Okay.
But no, it's definitely cooling off.
Yeah. And I grew up in the high desert in Apple Valley, Victorville area. So, I'm very familiar with the desert weather, and we have family out there in Tucson. So,
got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I came from California. I'm living out here in Arizona twice. Yeah, I know that.
Oh, what part of California?
Yeah. Orange County. So I would drive to the Cajon Pass all the time.
No.
Arizona.
Where in Orange County?
Yeah.
Our company's located in Orange County, right here in Fountain Valley, off Slater and Brookhurst.
I was born and raised in Fountain Valley.
No, you were not. Oh my God!
I graduated
Fountain
Valley
High
too.
School. Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
my husband's a football coach at Los Amigos.
Oh, that's funny. but yeah, my wife and I just moved from right across from Miles Square Park on Euclid and Edinger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On that side. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's where I live. But my parents still live in the same house on Brookhurst and Ellis behind the Ralph's Shopping Center.
Oh my goodness! So I'm in the neighborhood. Yeah, it really is, because I'm in the neighborhood not too far. I'm at Talbert and Beach, right behind the Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know. Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
That is funny. All right, Jeff. Well, at least you know you're in good hands. We're in Orange County. We've been located on the corner of Brookhurst and Slater for the past 18 years. We actually own, our owner owns that brown building that sits directly behind the Bank of America. It's the Rodecker building.
Oh, near Silky Sullivan?
Yeah,
right?
Directly across from Silky Sullivan. Yes, and the police station.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know.
That's our building right there. That's where we're
that's
located.
Funny.
So we're right there
in your own
neighborhood.
I see that shortcut through all the time.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay, well, it's definitely a small world. So let me see here. I'm taking a look. She put in here part-time rate. So tell me about your company. Are you maintaining a full-time job? What's going on?
Yes. I'm maintaining a full-time job and trying to get this up and going.
Okay.
I've been doing HVAC. I did mainly in California, but moved out here to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been in the industry for about 14 years, but I just got my license out here in July.
Okay.
So I was doing some service. You know, I posted on Facebook Marketplace, and I was getting hammered with calls. I shut down more than I could take because of my full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
But now that winter's hit, I've kind of taken it. I found a subcontractor where I could sub out all my installs, so I'm just working with, like, Angie Leeds right now. I just got on board with them last week.
Okay.
And I also hire another marketing people that will do like my online stuff.
What are they doing? What's the name of that company?
Grandvex. I never. They're new. What they tell me.
Okay, and what are they doing for
you? They do my profile page. They just do ads for me. Right now, I'm just pushing, even on Andy's, I'm only pushing installs, not service work, because I'm just, you know, it's tough with the full-time job. And with installs, I could, you know, profit margins fairly decent on those, and I could sub that out. And I guess kind of my idea is maybe do this for a year. Make enough that I can ditch the full-time job and then take on, you know, more of a service and maintenance along with the installs.
And did they already build, is that who built the website also?
No, the people that built the website are my CRM that do all my dispatching and invoicing. It's called House Call Pro.
Yep, I'm familiar.
Yeah, so that's within my website.
And did, so this other company, the Grandvex, they built the Google Business profile and got that up and running?
Yeah, I didn't realize I had a Google profile. I do.
Yeah, you have a Google Business profile. So the reason I'm asking is we're a full digital marketing firm. We're a data service provider directly to Google and Bing. We've been a Google Premier Partner, which is the highest level of partnership you can have with Google, for I think the past 18 years. And I just want to make sure that the service I'm about to offer you isn't the same service that you already have, unless you would be interested in switching. So what exactly are they doing for you? Are they running Google Ads for you, Google Local Map, Facebook Ads? What are they doing for you?
Facebook, social media.
Okay.
Ads.
Okay. So, but you don't know who built the Google Business profile?
I think we all did it together. Like when I was onboarding with them, they showed me stuff.
All right.
Yeah, they just set me up a page on there, showed me how to do it.
And how much are you paying them monthly?
So it was a one-time fee, and then for every lead I get, and I have the appointment with that customer, I pay them $100.
Oh wow. Okay. And how long ago did you start that?
And October.
Okay, and how has it been?
End of October.
Do you love it?
Not as fruitful as I would hope, but it's kind of what I expected. It's kind of what I expected because we are in our dead season.
Slower season.
So that's why I kind of gave them a shot because they have a guarantee on my ROI, and if I don't hit that, then I get money back. So I was like, okay, let's see how good you guys are if I get my money back, because now that we're going into our slowest season right now. I think I'd give it a shot.
It is slower season, yes.
Let me back up. So, I pay them $100 per lead that I have an appointment with, but I'm also through there because we do my Facebook. I'm paying Facebook $25 a day to run out.
Okay. Thank you for explaining all that to me. I do believe that I have a much better deal available for you. If you're interested in switching, we would love to help you, and we are looking to close this spot in our package today because it is a slower season. However, there has been an influx of searches between Google and Facebook. I don't know what they're doing. If they are a newer company, then that kind of explains it, why it's a little bit tougher to see your Facebook ad up and running and kind of what they've got going on. The thing about my company, Local Splash, is because we've been in business for so long and we're a Google Premier Partner, we're also a partner directly to Facebook Meta. Everything is all tied together. And when we run a campaign, we do it for one flat monthly rate, giving you unlimited calls coming directly to you where you never pay per lead, per click, or per call. It's just one flat monthly rate. Now, what you guys are looking at for the part-time rate, so she said for evenings and weekends, what you're looking at here is and everything's done month to month, so there's no contract. It's all performance-based, okay? We don't do a money-back guarantee. We would not be able to do that for you because we are paying the programmers. We are paying Facebook directly for all of the ads and all of the different things that we're doing. But, again, it's all done month to month. So if we're not performing for you, then you have no reason to stay. And our services have been on a month to month for the past 18 years, and our clients have never seen a reason to leave. They choose to keep coming back to us each and every single month. Okay?
Right.
So with that being said, what you're looking at with that new in business credit for the part-time rate is you're looking at $249 a month, month to month, no contract. Now,
okay.
Specifically, what the program's going to include for you is first page placement there within the local map on Google. So we're going to take your current Google business profile and we're going to put it on steroids. Keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, full programming. Facebook is extremely lucrative, but when you have a strong Google presence, and in the winter specifically, if my heater's out, if my furnace needs assistance, if I'm having a situation where I have to do a full replacement, I'm going directly to Google. 9 out of 10 people are going directly to Google. So having
You're Googling real quick. Yeah,
exactly. Having a strong presence there is where the heavy emphasis is. Now, in addition to that, Jeff, the other thing that we do is we automatically retarget with the Facebook ads. So of that $249 budget, $100 of that is going directly to the Facebook ads each and every single month. Now, the cool thing about this is that we buy all of our Facebook ads in bulk. So you're not having to pay Facebook directly or even through your company, your marketing company, $25 a day. We get all of our Facebook ads at cost and give them directly to our clients at cost, which is between 5 and 50 cents per click. So for a $100 investment, every month, we always go with the high end. So if we say every click is 50 cents per click, that's a minimum of 200 acquisitions, which it's never always 50 cents a click for every keyword. So it's usually way over that, approximately about 25,000 impressions, meaning how many times your company has come up as a top option on the Facebook. And that's in exact correlation and automatic retargeting to the Google business profile.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So, well, we don't like to limit the number of clients that our clients are able to take on by the number of dollars that are in their pocket. What we like to do is we like to advertise you at an unlimited rate and have all the calls coming directly to you for one flat monthly cost. This is going to give you unlimited clicks and calls coming straight to you. Okay?
Okay. So what's the difference between the part-time and full-time?
Like part-time and full-time rate?
Yeah.
Well, if you were doing full-time, then I would suggest going with a bigger package. And if you were going full-time, then, and this is the cool thing, is the package is buildable. So you would be able to build up to this, but that package is $449 a month, and that includes not only the Facebook ads, but also the Google ads. So that's going to give you multiple positions on the first page of Google, in the Google Ads, the Google Local Map. Again, that is a pay-per-click situation, but you're not paying per click. You're paying us the flat monthly rate. We're paying per click and giving it to you at an unlimited cost.
Right.
I mean, unlimited rate. So the calls are coming directly to you. So if you were doing it full-time and you're looking to really capture, then you're probably also doing service calls and maybe you have a little crew going, something along those lines. So then
yeah,
we would crank it up.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
So I tell you, this sounds good. I'm not going to be able to make the decision today. I would like to have the current company that I'm working with, given their 3 months that I signed on for. As you can see, I haven't been very hesitant, as fruitful as I'd like, but I'm because with Christmas, I've been using some of the profits I've made with from July till now to pay for Christmas and some other stuff. That
mm-hmm.
I'm hesitant on an additional investment, even though it's only $249.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like, if I'm going to take on another advertiser, I want this one the one I'm currently on to kind of run its course. Because I can already tell it's already going to be cheaper to go with you because I'm
mm-hmm.
paying $25 a day. Right.
Right.
That's $700-something a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I know going to you will be cheaper. So I would like to do it, but I'm not going to be able to do it today. Can we, like, whether the, do can we follow up at, you know, after the first of the year? So when's it going to end? Sorry, end of October and then November.
Yeah, it would end this month. So it will have run its course this month. So October, November, December. That's the third month.
December. Yeah, so end of October. So my model screwed up in the head now. So from October to November would be 1 month. From November to December would be 2 months. So it would be the end of January.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
All right. Yeah.
Am I thinking that right?
Yep, absolutely. So you're definitely welcome to call back in to check the availability. I don't have a way to hold the spot until then. They are on a first-come, first-served basis. And with something like this, I mean, for your vertical, your category, even though you're going into your slower season, this, I mean, one job covers the cost of this, and everything after that is a complete profit, you know.
Right.
And we wouldn't suggest that you do both programs by any means. We would suggest that you go solely only with us, simply because two companies cannot control the same Google listing, two companies cannot control the same Facebook listing, anything like that. Yeah, it's important that if you're going to put your eggs into the basket, that you give them to us completely and fully, because then we're able to show you exactly what we can do. And, you know,
even with Angie Lee, that's $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm budgeting. So I'm just like, ouchie.
And you could have a very low monthly payment, and it's going to give you, so this is the thing, is Angie's List is collecting from all, they have access to all the same data that we do. What they do is brilliant for them. They purchase a position for their company name in the Google Ads, like I was talking with you about.
Yeah.
They capture the lead, and then they resell it to you for, you know, however much they're reselling it, but they're also reselling it to multiple of your competitors. So everybody pays for the job.
They tell me, yeah, it's a shared. I knew I was not going to be too thrilled because I heard nothing but bad things, but they do get people a lot of jobs. So I was like, why not give it a shot? But again, they have their promo going. That's the first 10 leads that they send me, and I don't sell anything. I get my full investment back. So something like that. I'm like, all right, I'll give you a shot. There's like a promo that I spend $800, I get $1,200 worth of leads. The first 10, if I don't sell, I get that investment back. And I was like,
it always makes me wonder when people give a money back guarantee, like they don't believe in their product, you know? Like, I mean.
So I'm like, right. So I don't know. So I was just like, well, it's worth a shot, right? I'm open to trying different, I'm open to experimenting, but.
Right, different things to see how they're going to work. Right, absolutely.
See what's working, right. But
yeah.
I got my eggs in a few baskets right now and running out of funds.
yeah, I can see that, and I can definitely understand why. And I can tell you, I cannot count the number of clients that I've had come over from Angie's. I mean, they used to be Service Magic, then they went to Home Advisor. Now they've gone to Angie's. They've had to change their name multiple times because of the way that they practice business, and then they have it under multiple platforms. Like, they're telling you it's Angie's, but your name is coming up under Home Advisor. So, there's quite a few different things going on with it. And I've heard of companies being extremely lucrative, but it is also when you have kind of like that unlimited budget where you're able to invest, and it's not going to hurt your company. For somebody who's just starting out, I've heard a lot of times that it's been tougher. But again, you know, Angie's List is apples or oranges. Google has their own pay-per-lead program called Google Guaranteed that you could qualify for. And your lead cost is then locked in. You're only paying for qualified leads. There's a number of opportunities here for your business, and I would love the chance to show it to you and how well it works. But it would, you know, require you giving it a shot. So
exactly. No, and I'm just gonna have to wait on that shot just for a little bit. Can we set a month for you guys like to call me back?
Yeah, as long as the position's still available, then I can absolutely give you a call back. We are gonna continue calling throughout the area. We have continue calling until we fill it. So sometimes it fills in, you know, 10 minutes, 5 calls. Sometimes it fills in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. You know, I mean, you are in a very, very lucrative industry in a very, very lucrative area. So I imagine it's going to fill in the next few phone calls. But if it's available in a month, yeah, I'll be glad to give you a call back. No worries.
Okay. The number you called me from is an Arizona line.
Right. So
number to go right back. Yeah.
Yeah, that number will come back into the company. It will come back into Local Splash. But what I can do for you is I can send you, and you would be sent to the, if you call it back in, it is going to come back into the sales floor. You would simply ask for Amy. But what I can do for you here is I can go ahead and I can send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. So,
yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, I've sent that over to you now. So tell me, Jeff, is there anything that I can do to earn your business today?
Oh, I don't know. So it's $249 a month.
Mm-hmm. For Facebook ads. For the Facebook ads, for the Google first page placement, for all the different directories, we program you into Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages. You get the mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, review generation, reputation management. The package includes that you have full programming with all of the voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. Additionally, you get a downloadable app where you're able to track the physical phone calls with call tracking. So each and every single call coming in directly to your company is recorded. Even if you're not able to take the call, it does come in through the call recording and for authenticity purposes, but also to ensure that your company has a very professional and positive greeting. It could include a website if you needed it to. That's all inclusive with the package, but you said you have that through House Call Pro. And you get the client dashboard that's completely interactive. So there's quite a few pieces that are included with the package. You know, I'm just curious, if there's anything that I can do to earn your business today, what would it be? If I'm able to do it, I will do it. I mean, I think that you'd be a great fit for it.
Sure. Yeah, I think I have to go, what my guts tell me is I just got to hold off on more spending right now, because that's all I'm doing, I feel
okay.
like.
Okay.
Yeah, but I will definitely keep you guys in mind and give you guys a call back. Or yeah, or text me that your information and hopefully there'll be room for me.
Right. Absolutely. I sure hope so. I did go ahead and text that over to you directly. And the other thing is that, let me see here. Let me just take a look and see. Yes, it does look like that. Okay. All right. Yeah, I've gone ahead and included everything for you. And then if you give me your email address, I can send it over to you via email. That way, if you change your mind, you can contact me back and you'll have it in writing.
Sure. So the email is, it's altscooling at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And that's going to come over from A. Nelson at Local Splash. Wait, A-U-L-T, did I spell A-U-L-T-S, alts. Okay. I'm like, wait a minute, alt, it's cool, showing me that it's invalid. Okay, that's the cool thing about having this platform is we're able to go ahead and it'll let us know if there's an email address that's invalid. So we know right away when we have that person on the phone. Okay, I'm sending that over to you now. It's going to come from anelson@localsplash.com. And then, you know, you're welcome to call back in to check the availability. We would absolutely love to work with you. I think you'd be an excellent fit for it, okay?
Great. Thank you, Amy. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome. Oh, I know what it was. I was going to tell you, all marketing is a 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes. You seem like a really smart guy, but as a new business owner, you might not know that. So anything you've invested into your marketing, all of the different online things that you've done, if you've made business cards, any of that stuff is a 100% tax write-off. So all the costs that you spent for Home Advisor, everything, okay?
Right, yeah. I got my account. I got my – but I went to high school with and found that.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, I just like to let new business owners know that because they don't always already know that. So thank you for your time today, Jeff. Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.